Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we got your ball password coming up here in about 10 minutes, Kid Nation, so you can play Beat the Bank Extreme. Your shot at up to $5,000 is happening this morning. Why $5,000? Because last week we found the $10,000 vault. Yeah, buddy.
We did.
It happens. Hey, they didn't walk away with $10,000 because they left with like $600-something. Sometimes you just want to take the easy money, and we understand. It takes a little bit of guts to stay in there a little bit longer.
Right.
And right now we want to hear about your petty, though, Kid Nation.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T.
All right, Kid Nation. You know what petty is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's extreme petty that could be borderline criminal, and then there's the petty that we want on the show.
Right.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple here from the text. Hey, guys. So, my wife is very hot-natured. So, when she gets on my nerves before I leave for work, since I wake up early, I will turn the air conditioner down, turn the fan away from her while she's sleeping, and so when the house warms up, she will wake up sweaty and irritable. That's a rude awakening right there. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Very rude.
Aww.
Nice little Easter egg right there for the show.
Yep.
Rude awakening.
Yep.
So Saturday, I accidentally burnt bacon, and my wife complained about the house smelling like bacon all day. Who would complain about that?
Right.
Right. So what did I make for breakfast yesterday? Fish.
No.
Oh. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Oh, no.
Oof. Fish for breakfast.
Fish smell for breakfast. Ugh.
Yeah, that's what you're getting. Can you imagine waking up to fish?
No.
No way. Let's go to Isabel. Hi, Isabel.
Hi. I am so excited. I blocked my friend because she wouldn't give me any good tea, like gossip. And I just really wanted some gossip this weekend.
Wait, so did your friend have some good tea to give you and she just was not willing to talk?
No, I just blocked her because I wanted to.
Yeah, if you're not going to have good gossip for Isabel,
you're going to get blocked.
You're going to get blocked.
Isabel, you would not like being my friend. I usually have no gossip to offer.
Most people wouldn't block people, other people, when they're only 12.
Yeah.
So
you at least understand.
She takes it seriously.
She does take it seriously.
You're very self-aware. I love that.
What are you talking about, Jenna? You do the gossip every day on the show.
I know the kind of gossip Isabel's looking for.
Yeah. School gossip.
Yeah. Who's dating who?
You want to know about the boys and what they're up to? Who's cheating on who, right, Isabel?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Did you finally get some?
There's usually a lot of tea, but not today.
Man. Well, it's a new week, Isabel, so hopefully there's some new tea for you this week.
Only one day in.
Yeah.
If she gets some, Isabel will never know because she's blocked.
Have a good day. Thanks for calling. Hey, what's up, Veronica?
Hey.
So you have a similar one to the one we got on the text, huh?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so me and my husband got an argument, a pretty big one, so I ended up going to my sister's house for the night, and it was summer. We have a Nest thermostat, so I can control it from my phone. So I was up all night because I was upset. He was asleep. So all night, I was turning the heat on, like up to 85. And then when I saw he turned the AC back on, I would turn the heat back on all night.
Apparently, this is the thing. I mean, because you can control the lights and your
temperature fight is they're happening out there. The temperature fights are happening. Strong fights.
I'll show him.
Our phones make it the worst now.
And you can make your garage go up and
down.
You can just jack with somebody if you really, really want to.
The petty level can be extremely high because of technology nowadays. Speaking of the technology from the text. My brother's staying with me temporarily, and he received a free gadget from work that he's clueless about, and he was going to give it to me until he found out that it cost $200. So, I changed the Wi-Fi password. Now he can't use the gadget.
See?
My gosh.
Yeah, you need that internet.
Yeah.
Hearing these does make me feel better about my relationship.
Everybody's petty.
You get upset with somebody, but I don't know.
You don't go petty.
Yeah, I just kind of let it go.
Makes you feel better, though.
You don't break out the phone and then crank his car up and then make it go dead or whatever.
No, we just kind of like pout for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Get over
you're
it.
More of a pouty house than a, yeah. than a petty house. Oh, my boy Cutter's on the phone. What's up, Cutter?
What's up, Cutter?
Hey, what's up, guys?
This is my Fortnite partner.
Yeah, so contrary to popular belief, you know, I do actually have an order job rather than just streaming Fortnite at twitch.tv/I'm Cutter Better. Shout out. And so I work at a grocery store full time, and I'm in full uniform. And so people all the time will ask me, hey, you know, I have a question, but they'll always start it off with, do you work here? When it's obvious I do. And so I'll be like, yeah, and what can I help you with? And so they'll ask the question, and I'll be like, oh, that's on aisle 4, when it's actually on aisle 3. I always try to go one aisle over. Not to be too mean, but just petty enough.
The grocery store petty from Cutter.
In all fairness, people ask that question because, I mean, I've done this before. You ask someone where something is.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't work here.
Yeah, at least Cutter
and it's
gives
been
you the
asking
wrong
me
one.
Before too. Like, excuse me, ma'am, where I was like, wow.
Right.
Oh, you look like you know what's up.
Yeah.
If you ask me at Target when I'm wearing my red shirt where stuff is, I will 100% tell you.
Oh, and don't go in my favorite store, Best Buy, with khakis and a blue shirt on.
Oh, yeah, you'll get stopped every time, man.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah, you give me a price on the information on the Samsung.
Uh-huh.
It'll don't work.
I got you. Cutter, have a good day, buddy. Thanks for the call, man. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, good morning. I love you guys.
Love you too.
So what's your petty all about?
Well, my mom, when I was a teenager, she never let me sleep in. She would, like, come in my room at 7 a.m. and vacuum to get me up. So now I'm an adult, so every time I go to her house, I tell Alexa, set alarms for 4 a.m.
Oh,
yes. Alexa for the win again.
See, I'm telling you, this electronic petty. Yeah.
Take that, mom.
Yeah.
Make me wake up early. Thank you, Aaron, for your call. Oh, I want to hear about Amanda's petty. Amanda, you're a petty to kids?
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like in middle school age or whatever. But I met up with some friends in an amusement park, and we went on a roller coaster, and these kids, like, just stepped right in front of us, and we were waiting for the front of the coaster, and I called them out. I was like, no, dude, no, we're in line. So then, like, a little bit later, we see them on the bumper cars. So we're like, okay, we're gonna get them. So we just, like, the whole time, we didn't even hit each other. We just kept hitting them over and over and over.
I did that one time at the fair with my friend.
Yeah.
With this kid that was being a jerk.
Just zero in on somebody.
Well, we didn't just zero in. We saw him in the corner, and we just both went into him. And we stayed there as long as we could so he couldn't drive around.
So that's pretty petty. That's pretty petty, JC.
That's so petty. But hey, don't be a jerk.
Yeah, true.
Have a good day, Amanda. We got one more here from Whitney. Hi, Whitney.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Yours involves Fortnite. What'd you do to your husband?
It does. All day yesterday, he was playing and would not stop, no matter what I said to him. So I went and popped the breaker for the internet. So, and he doesn't know that's how it works. So he just thought the internet was out all day long. And he was really frustrated. But I put it back on when Game of Thrones came on.
So he could watch that.
Nice. Nicely done, Whitney. That's how you do the petty right there. Thanks for your call. Man.
Over half of the petties are electronic or internet or, you know, something.
That's the best way to go about being petty, man. Because you can be sneaky about it. Don't get caught right away.
Yep.
We'll be back with more petty next week, Kid Nation. So thank you for your calls and your text messages. We'll try to get them on the show next week. But right now, we do need to pick you up and set you up nicely with some money, you know? Because how would you like $5,000? It's out there with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
But you need the password, and here it is for you. The password this hour is Fuzzy.
Fuzzy?
Fuzzy is your password. Don't forget that, because here in about 10 minutes, we'll have you call in to play Beat the Bank Extreme.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's go. We told you there's a bunch of things to win this morning, Kid Nation. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's time to win a lot of money, up to $5,000 for Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Make sure you know that password. We're looking for caller number 13 to play round one. And if you don't get in this hour, it's all good, because we have another round coming up in 1 hour. So hopefully you get paid. I saw that Justin brought his dog to work today.
Yep, Bo.
Which reminded me that I had a pet this weekend.
Reminded you that you had a pet?
Yeah, I had a pet.
Okay, what?
We got a turtle.
Really?
We got a pet this weekend.
So we went out to get some burgers yesterday after my son's football game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at this place, and it's outdoorsy, and there's like a little play area where all the kids are playing, like grassy area, fake grass. And all of a sudden, I see that my son is surrounded by all the kids there. Like, he is the man of
He's holding court.
Uh-huh. He's holding court. All the girls are huddled around him and giggling. I'm like, what's my dude doing?
Putting on the charm just like daddy.
Yeah, I was like, I'm proud of Kaysen right now. He is the life of the party. He's got everyone's attention.
Okay.
Everybody's coming up to Kaysen, patting him on the back. I see his little chest is puffed out.
Yeah.
And he's like walking around, but I notice he's holding something. I'm like, okay, what's he holding? Because a couple of the girls ran away. They got scared. And I see him hand it off to another kid. And then he runs to me and he goes, Papa, I found a turtle.
Uh-oh.
I love turtles.
Uh-oh.
I said, cool, man. He goes, all right. And he runs back and he gets the turtle back. And again, he's holding court, being cool and everything.
Yeah.
And so my wife walks over there and she starts looking at it. And I see her do the, aw, because a cute little turtle.
I'm like, turtles.
Okay, I got to go look at this turtle. So I get up and I walk over and it's this turtle. Man, about the size of a silver dollar.
A baby.
What kind of turtle is it?
It's it had red on its eye.
Yeah, it's red-eyed
or something. I looked it up online because
red-eared slider, I think, or something.
There it is, Al. I think that's what it is.
Wow.
And he has red on his eye, so my son named him Raphael. And my daughter named him Raphael because after the Ninja Turtle, he's got the red. And then they looked at my wife and they asked the question that all kids ask when they find a cute animal.
Yep.
Can we keep it?
Can we keep it?
And I was expecting my wife to be the bad parent, bad cop. I'd be good cop. And she was going to say no. And I have to stand by mom.
Sure.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Sorry, kids. Kenzie said yes.
Wow.
So Kenzie says yes. Now, in my head, I'm thinking, crap, I got to be bad cop now because this is a turtle. It's a wild animal.
A wild animal.
I don't know how big they're going to get.
A wild animal.
It is a wild animal, Al.
Yeah.
It's not going to... like harm you.
But it belongs in the wild.
It's not dangerous.
Oh, it's not going to harm me? It's not dangerous? No. I don't know this. I don't know what kind of turtle
this is. Probably covered in some disease.
Other than
giving you salmonella.
There you go.
That's the only turtle issue. Yeah.
So I look it up and it says that this turtle is actually going to get quite big. It's not going to stay little forever. It's going to get pretty big.
You know, that's the only reason I didn't get a turtle that one time because I thought about its long. They live a long time.
Yeah. Up to 30 years, I believe, is what it said online.
Live your mortgage.
Maybe more, depending on the breed. Yeah, they get huge. They need a good yard.
But we told the kids they could have the turtle, so we gotta go and follow our word. So on the way home, we stopped by PetSmart. Because we have to pick up an aquarium for them.
I just Googled red-eared slider turtle, and the second thing that popped up, red-eared sliders are bad pets.
Yep. and we bring in Raphael to PetSmart because we want them to help us. And I don't know how to explain the turtle, and I don't want to leave him in the car because he was very agile and moving and climbing.
Yeah.
He was all about life.
Trying to escape.
He's just a wild animal.
He was trying to explore, I guess. And so as soon as I walk in, the lady at the front sees me holding the turtle, and it's like a code red. I see her get on the headset. Oh, we have a turtle in this?
But wait a minute. This is PetSmart.
I'm like, oh, crap.
They just had a guy with a camel in PetSmart two weeks ago on the news.
Am I not supposed to bring this turtle into PetSmart?
It's a pet store?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, what's going on? So another girl walks up. They were so helpful and nice and quick.
All
and she walks up, and I'm like, hey, we found this turtle. We need a home for it because we decided we're going to keep it. And she goes, oh, okay. I just want to let you know that this guy, she tells us, it's going to get this big. You're going to require this aquarium right here. And I look over, and that aquarium cost $199.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, ooh, that's a commitment. Okay. All right. So $199. And she goes, and also, it is quite dangerous for you guys to have this pet with little kids because they carry a lot of disease.
Yeah.
They're very dirty, and you're going to have to clean that aquarium
a lot
every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
At least.
Beat down.
And all I heard was, JC, you're going to need to clean
yes.
this aquarium.
Yes.
Mind you, I'm the one that was not about this pet, right? So walking around, and my wife's picking all this stuff up, and in my head, I'm thinking, okay, that's $199. We're up to $200. Now it's $250 because we need these rocks.
When I had turtles, when I used to do turtle racing and stuff, I had a big tank.
You had a huge tank.
100-something-gallon tank.
Yeah.
And we used to have a sump pump that you would put into the water suck the water out, the dirty water, and dispose it.
Because the poo.
Yeah. But I had to do it. I had to do it. Because if not, it would stink and be murky water.
Ow. This is all going through my head right now. And I'm watching my wife, and I see all this hitting her at once.
Yeah.
Like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
This is definitely
a
commitment.
Like a heat lamp, too.
You need everything, Jenny.
Yeah.
You need everything.
It has to stay warm. It has to have a little
water. You got to have some rocks in there for you to bask.
I was looking at, like, $500 that we're about to spend. And I'm like, my butt is clenching. I'm like,
I don't have this
money right now. And so my wife pulls me to the side, and she goes, we can't keep the turtle.
And I go, duh, we can't keep the turtle.
Good call.
And I say, well, how are we going to tell the kids now? Because you already told the dang kids. They're so excited. They named him. They love him. Chloe's holding him. And she looks so happy. And she goes, I got this. So she just walks up to the kids and goes, kids, we're not keeping the turtle. My son, Casey, looks, and the pet smart lady's getting our back. And she goes, look, kids, she can make you sick. He can make you sick. So it's better not to have the turtle and put him back into his old home. And my son goes, okay, I want Raphael to be okay.
There you go.
And my daughter's standing there in the middle of PetSmart. Her eyes well up with tears and just floodgates open, just crying. I love Raphael. I don't want him to die. And I'm like, he's not going to die. He's going to be fine. And so we end up looking at the PetSmart lady. I give her the biggest hug. I said, thank you for saving our lives. Thank you for saving me all this money. I love you. I hope you get a raise here at PetSmart. You're the best. I'm going to call your boss and tell him you're awesome. And we leave, and we drive back to where we found Raphael, or around the area we found him, because there's like a little creek.
Mm-hmm.
And we let Chloe hold him and put him down. And Raphael goes over to the water, and before he gets in, he turns around and stares at us.
Bye!
Yeah, like, I don't know what he was doing, but he just turned around and he's staring at us. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I think he thinks we're his mom. And Kinsey goes, no, Raphael, you go in there. And so she kind of nudges him into the water, and he goes in, and he kind of starts swimming a little bit.
Look back around again.
And Chloe was a little bit downstream because she wanted to watch him. And as soon as he gets by Chloe, he makes a right turn and gets out. And goes towards her feet.
Aww.
To Chloe. And so Chloe starts crying again. She goes, he doesn't want to leave me. And I was like, Chloe, you got to let him go. And then all of a sudden, just like that, he looks at her. And as he's turning around, his long little neck comes out of the shell.
Uh-huh.
And he gets back into the water.
He was saying goodbye.
And just
happy
like that,
out
he was
there.
Gone. Yeah.
Hi, Chloe.
So long story short, we're getting a hamster now.
I'm on pins and needles.
Are you still waiting to find out the
results? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm supposed to get a memo or somebody comes over with a big, oversized check or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the prize is.
Hopefully it's like free rent for a year.
But I have to show you some of the pictures. I went all in, dog.
You did?
I went in.
Okay,
I went in.
You got to give them to us so we could post them on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Do it for the gram.
All right.
And people could judge. How much did you spend, though? A final tally. As much as I was going to spend on the turtle?
How much are we giving away? Yeah, about... dude.
Really?
Dude.
Hey, for a patio contest and you don't even know what you're going to win?
Okay, there's no prize. There's no point. I'm not even that much of a competitive person.
You're not.
You know, not really. I mean,
but you found yourself really wanting to win.
Really? I'll tell you in a minute. Let's play something.
Okay. Maybe Heidi can help you out. Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Congratulations, you were the correct caller.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. I've been almost getting a wreck for like a month trying to call every morning on my way to work.
Well, don't do that. Pull over.
Yeah, pull over.
I'm already pulled over. Okay. I'm already pulled over.
You got anybody in the car with you or just you?
No, it's just me.
Okay. Are you headed to work right now?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I work in the crypto mining business. I build the racks for crypto mining.
Whoa, you got all the Bitcoin action going on?
Well, I don't. I just merge for the people that have tons of Bitcoin.
Awesome.
Very interesting.
Is Bitcoin still
a thing?
A pretty big thing?
It is. Okay. Absolutely, yeah.
I don't hear much about it like we did.
I still hear that there's a bunch of Bitcoin millionaires out there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a bunch of Bitcoin, Heidi, or any cryptocurrency?
No, I keep trying to tell them that if they would just give me one, I'd be cool with that, but they won't. They won't.
You should charge them that. Just give me Bitcoin, I'll make you the racks. Everything will be
right.
Good. Man, that mining stuff is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Heidi, well, let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Fuzzy.
Password accepted.
Fuzzy, fuzzy. There it is. Heidi, congratulations.
Oh,
you have gained entry into Beat the Bank. All the vaults are lined up, just the ones remaining. Which one would you like to pick?
74.
All right. Vault number 74. That's all yours, Heidi. Here's Jenna to tell you how we play the game.
All right, Heidi, you're going to hop into that vault, and that banker's going to start shouting out some dollar amounts that are going to go up, up, and up. We know there's still a $5,000 vault out there, but we have no idea when Vault 74 is going to shut on you. So you just have to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, all right?
Okay.
You got it, Heidi. Deep breath. Come on. There you go.
Ooh, okay.
Just go with your gut feeling, Heidi. You got this. Let's play.
Beat the bank. Let's go.
60. 170. 220. 340. 450. 600. 720.
My head is too. I am so mad at myself.
Oh, man. That banker was
Heidi, so fast.
I would have been like you. I would have kept going, man. I was feeling good about that
one. Yeah, it seemed to happen so fast.
Oh, I felt good, but 720 was the number in my head. I'm like, come on, Heidi. Just take 720. That's good. And I don't know. I just clicked out when I heard 720. I was like, oh, that's my number. And then it blew up.
Well, Heidi, I hope we get to chat with you again sometime. Yeah. Can you keep on trying, deal?
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day in that cryptocurrency.
No
those
beat
racks.
The bank, no bitcoins. Heidi, sorry, babe.
Look at that perfect energy she had, too.
No.
Hey, don't worry, though, Kid Nation. We got another password here in about 35 minutes so that you could play Beat the Bank Extreme. But we keep on winning here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show because coming up next, it's time for the Kid-Tucky Derby.
Oh.
Go place your bets. Final call. Because we're going to close that window. Once the window is closed, you cannot place any more bets.
All right.
So the horses that are up for the race today are JC's Beard. We have Justin's Earring. We have Haunted Bar. And we have
Baby Fever.
Baby Fever. Dennis Horse, of course. Those are your four horses that are going to be racing here with the Kid-Tucky Derby next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're getting all the bets in for the Kid-Tucky Derby here, Kid Nation. KidNation.com is where you place those bets. Windows will be closed here soon. And also, shout out to all the people that are sending pictures of their cute turtles on text and on Instagram now.
Yeah.
That's making me wish that I would have kept Raphael.
That's a lot of money and commitment.
It is a lot of money and commitment, but a lot of the people are saying that they're really cool pets and not that bad to for the upkeep.
Not terrible.
And they don't get too huge.
Yeah.
So there's that. I'm still going to get a... I'm looking into a guinea pig instead of a hamster because a lot of people said that that's probably a better way to go.
Okay.
Big Al, so you were talking about your patio contest.
Yeah, I just moved into a new apartment, and it's a new apartment business, so everybody there is kind of new.
Yeah.
You know, so they were having this patio decorating contest. I've never participated in one, but for whatever reason, this time it just kind of grabbed me. I'm like, huh, patio decorating contest, huh? All right, I can get down with that. So how hard can that be? I have a little patio that extends part of this concrete, and then there's maybe 10 foot by 10 foot of grass. And that's where Curtis, I can send him outside, blah, blah, blah. So I looked around, and I saw some people with some plants and stuff. And I said, well, I could do that, maybe do something a little bit more. So I stopped by Hobby Lobby. Kelly, this is my new favorite store.
Yeah.
I'd never even been into this store before last Friday.
That's great.
Never, ever, ever.
Hobby Lobby's the best.
And I went in there and just went to town. And so I bought some little odds and ends stuff, and I bought some things to hang plants on. I got some pictures up on, they're not up yet, but she's going to put, there it is. So that's my patio on Kid TV right there. And I've got a little table with some little odds and ends on it, and I've got a Jenga back there. I mean, I'm like going in.
What's the theme of your patio? It just looks like a regular patio with flowers.
Yeah, I guess you got a point, but... I just wanted to, I don't know.
It
was
to look nice.
Yeah. It looks nice.
It wasn't enough to, there's a little table with some knickknacks on. It wasn't enough room to like
chair.
Put a big assortment of stuff out there. But
did you walk around and see others' patios, other people's patios?
I did.
They looked better.
And some actually did well.
What did you put on that table? Baby chairs?
There's a bench on the table?
Yeah, there's a little baby bench. It's kind of a wrought iron thing and a little wheelbarrow.
Reach over there and snatch that.
No, ma'am.
You know somebody's going to want that.
No, ma'am. It is zip tied.
You have good luck with benches.
You zip tied it?
It's zip tied. You can't see it, but it's zip tied. Because I was thinking the exact same thing. What if somebody steals this and I spend all that money? So, you know, I don't know. But I don't know if I won, if I came in second place or third place or what, you know.
Time will tell.
What the prize is.
Put a flyer on your door if you win.
Yeah.
Did you take a look at the competition?
I took a look at some of them, really kind of got into it.
Yeah.
Little lady that lives not too far from me, about 25 years old, and she like went to town on hers. And
Did you want to ruin this?
Yeah. I want to go over and knock some plants over or something.
A masked man with a big owl down the hat shirt.
So,
what's the prize?
I don't know. I don't even know what it is. And so I'm this group text with all of my buddies, and they're talking about the NFL draft and who went where. And I'm sitting there like, hey, man, check this out. I'm decorating my patio.
I bought a baby chair.
All right, well, I can't wait to hear if you win, Big Al.
I don't know. I'm on pins and needles here, man.
You need to get one of those frogs with their legs crossed and the umbrella.
You need a gnome.
Sitting in the chair.
I came really close. I thought about you because you said I was going to junk it up. I came really close to buying a 6-foot-tall flamingo.
Yeah. Should have.
Pink flamingo.
Should have gone for it.
All right, Kid Nation. The windows are closed.
Yep.
The betting windows are closed. And it's time to get into our first race of the Kid-Tucky Derby.
The first race in the 2019 Kid-Tucky Derby Series at Canalside Downs. And here's the lineup. Number one is JC's Beard. This horse is cocky, but barely has had any year-to-year growth in the earnings department. This horse loves the hot oil treatment following each race, looking to shave a few seconds off that personal best. Number two is Baby Fever. If this horse had a theme song, it'd be Pony by Genuine, the only horse with a saddle today. Making good use of those stirrups, this horse looks to push the pace, push it real good. Number three is Justin's Earring. This horse comes from a long line of studs. Not usually the fastest, but has jumped through hoops to qualify for today's race. And number four is Haunted Bar. The rest of the field should be very scared of this horse. Usually paranormally in the lead late in the race. So watch out for Haunted Bar. This horse has spirit and butt fuzz. All right, that's the lineup. They're going to the starting gate. They're at the gate. They're off. And JC's Beard leaves there in a rush. And here comes Baby Fever to push the pace. Push it good. Baby, baby. Now coming up there is Justin's Earring. Justin's Earring is third. And Haunted Bar is back there in fourth. Has spirit, though. This horse has spirit. Yes, it does. And they're coming around the turn. And it's JC's Beard being pushed by Baby Fever. Ooh, Justin's Earring's got lost in the weeds. Is dropping back. And Haunted Bar is coming on now late in the race. They're in deep stretch. And JC's Beard is getting weary. Baby Fever is tiring. Justin's Earring is lost. And here comes Haunted Bar flying. And Haunted Bar has got it. Haunted Bar is the winner, beating out Baby Fever. JC's Beard third. And Justin's Earring ran four.
Out of nowhere.
Yes. Haunted Bar takes
it. That was a shocker.
JC's Beard. How?
And nothing stronger than Baby Fever.
I know.
Well,
strong
you
contender.
Were among the handful of people who probably picked that horse.
That means you're going to be potentially in the qualifier, right?
Yep.
In the running.
All of the Kid Nation members who picked the Haunted Bar to win.
Yeah.
You are now in the running for Friday's race. One will be chosen.
Yeah.
Speaking of Haunted Bar, just real quick, Russell Rush came down and gave us a paranormal reading or whatever and said that there were spirits in my bar in Waxahachie, right? Yeah. I got this email. Hey, Big Al, my parents and I were down at Waxahachie Farmers Market. I mentioned the haunting of your bar and how you had professionals come check it out. Come to find out, back in the day, it used to be Marchman's Corner, which is true. My mom worked upstairs and my dad was the stock boy downstairs. They knew the old grouchy man that would always be saying, get out of the shoe room where your kitchen is now. The little boy is their friend's brother that passed at a very young age. My dad said shoes would be knocked off the shelves every night.
Weird.
Later, my dad's best friend bought the place and started his restaurant career, Crazy Horse Cafe. My dad has many stories about the haunting.
Oh.
That's from Kaylee Watson. Thanks,
interesting.
Kaylee. Isn't that cool? I mean, interesting, yeah.
Haunted Bar moving on to the finals.
There
so, like Kelly said, if you were one of the few that chose Haunted Bar, we are choosing one of you. Yeah. We're choosing one of you at random. You're going to get $100, and then you will be representing Haunted Bar.
Yeah.
And Friday's race. But we still have three more days.
Yes, we do.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. More races, more horses. You just got to go to KidNation.com. Select the horse each day you think will win. And like we said, if you chose the right horse, one of you is going to get $100 and be in the final on Friday.
And you could watch these at Kid TV. So if you have time or you're by the computer, watch them every day. They're pretty funny. The window is going to be opened up again. Let's see the horses that are racing tomorrow.
Race number two on T-Shirt Tuesday at Canal Side Downs. Here's the lineup. Number one is Smooth Operator. This horse is the boss man's pick of the day. This horse has been throwing Sade at the other horses this week. He move in space with minimum waste. Number two is I Dream of Jenna. Don't sleep on this horse. This horse will lull you to sleep and then fly right past you. Number three is Rise Up. This horse has developed a cult following. Some even worship the ground it races on. This horse has the Lord on its side.
Wow.
Number four is AKA Big Squishy. This is the first Clydesdale ever to race at Canal Side Downs. Why is the horse wearing an acid-washed blanket? All right, that's the lineup.
All right. There you go. Those are your horses right there. Go to KidNation.com. Place your bets. They'll be racing tomorrow around this time.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you are representing one of the horses on Friday that ultimately wins, you are going to get $500 to bet on the horse of your choice in the real Kentucky Derby that takes place on Saturday.
You get a lot of money if you bet on the one that's not going to, you know, not favored to win. And coming up next, we do have your next password for Beat the Bank.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Love Letters Kelly coming up here in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. You can write her at KidNation.com. And earlier, our girl Heidi came in here with all that good energy and good vibes. And she went for it, man. She stayed in
that
vault. She could have walked away with $720, but she took it a little bit further. And the door ended up closing on her.
Yeah.
So that's what happened in round one of Beat the Bank Extreme. Let's see what happens this round. Give us a call, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We are looking for caller number 19 to play round two of Beat the Bank Extreme, and it's up to you how gutsy you're feeling to stay in there as long as you can and pull out as much money as possible. Up to $5,000 up for grabs right now. And while we wait, this story that's happening in Michigan about all that money.
Yeah.
Blowing my mind.
Got the stories.
So apparently somebody was driving in Michigan. They had a box of $30,000 in the bed of their truck.
A box of money in the back of the truck. Yeah.
The back of the truck. $30,000. So, of course, what happens? Science takes over and opens up the box, and the money starts flying everywhere, and it's all over the road, and people are going nuts because free money. People picked up the money. People walked away extremely happy. The person that was not happy was the person with the $30,000 because their money was gone. Apparently,
can you explain why?
Idiot.
I don't know.
But
I was telling Al, if I had $30,000 and I've never been able to hold that amount of money in my life, if I had that, it would be on my lap.
Yeah.
And the seatbelt would be around me and the money.
It would be in my underwear.
It would be right there. It would not leave my sight. I would not put it in the back of a truck.
Yes, I would stuff.
But they recovered $2,500 is what they recovered immediately.
Aww.
And now the police is asking for all those other people that stopped and grabbed money to please come back and return the money to the person who lost it.
Nah, it's done.
You would think nobody would come back. But so far, according to the Detroit News, two teenagers turned in $630.
Well, wow. How about that?
That's nice.
Which is really good. Now, you don't know if they took a little for themselves because, hey, finder's fee, I would understand that. But at least they returned some of the money.
Yeah.
And another woman gave up nearly $3,900 that she collected from the road.
So she just can't feel good about it.
I guess not.
Yeah, but that's a stupid tax.
Yeah. Another $4,500 has been turned in. Yeah. So at least we're close to, we're about $10,000 returned. That's one-third of the money.
Better than none.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at that.
I am too.
I don't
get it.
It would depend on what stage of life I'm in. I think me right now, I would return the money. Because I have kids and I want to set a good example.
I just want to talk to the guy that had it in the back of the truck.
Right.
That's who I want to talk to.
It also depends on probably how bad you need it.
Yeah.
You know what's the story?
You may not need that money.
He's willing to do interviews. He's just charging $30,000 for him. But I feel like if I was 18-year-old me that was living in the truck and couldn't pay for college or the books, I might keep that money.
You're tempted, yeah.
I'd be very tempted to keep that money.
Does Finders Keepers not apply anymore?
I think there is a law when it comes to Finders Keepers.
I think you just should turn it in, and if nobody claims it, but it depends on what it is. I don't know.
Yeah. And since we're talking about a little tidbit, I got a couple more
it's
for you.
It's time for Tidbit News.
I love these kind of stories. Dumb criminals. Three guys broke into a Best Buy in Texas on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And then one of them butt-dialed 911 as they were speeding away. Your butt narked on you.
Best butt.
The cops got into a chase with them, arrested them when they tried to run away on foot. Out of all the numbers you could butt dial.
It's karma, baby.
You could butt dial your ex-girlfriend. It's karma
right
there. You could butt dial your mom. You could butt dial anybody. You butt dialed 911 and they were able to find you.
Instant karma right there.
Instant karma right there. A guy in New Jersey gave his business card to a woman last week. Here you go. I think you're beautiful.
He's sexy, yeah.
And then he exposed himself to her.
Oh.
So because he was dumb and gave her his business card, the cops were able to track him down and arrested him for lewdness.
Yeah, I've always wondered people that do that kind of thing.
Does that work?
Yeah. What are they?
Don't be lewd.
Yeah.
And how about this? A van carrying three donated organs got T-boned. And this is one of those situations where the van's driving it to a surgery. I mean, they have to make it on time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
A random guy who pulled over to help ended up transporting the organs to the hospital, and they ended up saving two people's lives.
Wow.
Just like that.
That's good.
Isn't that cool?
That's good.
I think I saw a story, too, where I think a van, an ambulance hit a pothole, and it helped revive a man.
Really?
I saw that last week. Yeah, I guess there was a guy that had a heart attack, and
or
his heart was having a bad something with the rhythm.
Yeah.
And the pothole hit just right to where his heart went back into rhythm.
His heart.
And saved his life. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Wow.
All right, that's your tidbit news for today. Let's win some money now. Yeah. Big winning week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Missy.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
I'm hanging in there driving.
You over here driving? Well, congratulations. You're caller number 19.
Yay.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, ma'am. All right, so where are you driving to, though?
Lexington. I got to have an MRI this morning, so this will be perfect if I can win.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, hopefully everything's all good.
Yeah.
Nothing bad's happening. And that MRI goes smooth. You got to stay still, though. Don't move.
Yeah, don't move anything.
Don't you move in that MRI. They get annoyed by us when we do that. All right, Missy, well, we want you to be on your way, so let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Flashlight.
Password accepted.
There you go, Missy.
Yeah.
That is the password. Congratulations. You get to now pick one of the remaining vaults. Which one will it be?
72.
Ball number 72. That's a good one. Okay. Let's pull that one out and get it ready for you. Here's Big Al Max to tell you how we play the game.
You're going
to
step into our vault up in Lexington, Kentucky, and you'll hear our banker holler out dollar amounts. They're going to increase or start in the hundreds, possibly into the thousands, as much as $5,000. Now, you just have to say stop before the door closes. If you don't, you're not going to get anything. Could be up to $5,000, like I said. But we just don't know. You will know in just mere moments.
Deal? All right.
You there? Is she gone?
Hello?
What's her name?
Miss? No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
She scared me.
Oh. Right, we just want to make sure we can hear you.
I'm actually going to pull over so I won't lead you guys.
Might be a smart move.
We had that happen before.
As Missy's pulling over, we'll get the ball ready. Okay, Missy, I think you're safely now pulled over to the side of the road, so let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
It's free. $110. $140. $220. $330. $430. $550.
stopped.
All right, $550.
Okay, that's
boom. All right,
it's 550. Is that what it said?
550. Yes.
All right, 550. You got $550. What are you going to do with that money?
Wow, I'm a sir.
Pay for that MRI, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. All right, just for fun, that $550 is all yours. Let's see how high it would have gone.
580. 630. 660. 690. 700. 780. 840. 910.
Oh.
2,000.
Oh.
We found a 2,000 vault.
Well,
it's all
right.
Good, Missy.
You got 550, though, girl.
You got 550 bucks. That's money you didn't wake up with, so that's nice, right?
Yes, that's awesome.
There all you right. go, Missy. Well, you hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, and then you can be on your way to get that MRI, and we hope everything's okay.
Yep.
All right. There she goes, Missy. 550 bucks could have been $2,000. It just depends on
how you want to play it.
How you want to stay in there.
Yep.
Two more chances for you to win that $5,000 tomorrow, though, Kid Nation. 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we hook you up with that password. So make sure you're listening then. You know what we're going to do now?
What?
We're going to hook you up with some love advice from our love expert. Kelly Raspberry is here and ready. Love Letters to Kelly is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, we just had a $2,000 vault with Beat the Bank Extreme. But Missy did walk away with some money. She got 550 bucks.
She did?
Not bad. Before we get into love letters to Kelly, too, I just want to let you know, mommies out there, that we have something for you. This Mother's Day, the Kid Craddock Morning Show and JCPenney want to help out with a mom's makeover.
Oh, yay. Nice.
So 3 Kid Nation members are going to score a $1,000 gift card so mom can update her fashion. So if you think mom's wardrobe needs some updating, we got you. Just in time for Mother's Day, too. So nominate your mom at KidNation.com today. And it's brought to you by JCPenney. From beauty to fashion, it's your one-stop shop for mom's favorite gifts.
Nice.
I'm so tired this morning because I had one of those. Do you ever have this at night? You just lay there and you think about dumb things?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I pictured myself as an old man. I pictured myself at 80 years old. And what's life going to be? Who's Kinsey going to be with? Am I going to be in a home?
We'll be alive.
Am I going to even be alive?
Yes.
Am I going to be there for my kids' weddings? All that, like, all these things I was thinking about. No need to think about all these things, but I was thinking about them. And I swear I did not fall asleep till I think midnight.
It's human. Oh, wow. No, it's natural.
And you have kids, so you have more concern for the future, I'm sure.
Yeah. How am I going to pay for their college?
Yeah.
Are they going to ask me for money?
Yes.
All these things. Couldn't sleep last night.
Mm.
You have those out?
That's growing up, man. I mean, you know, you have to think about those things. Especially like Jenna said, you have kids that are that age that are growing. And, you know, you want the best stuff for them. So, yeah, it's natural, I think. I'd be worried if you didn't think about stuff like that. I mean, when I visit my mom sometimes, Sunday, and my mom's a little older, her birthday's coming up this week. And, you know, you think about, man, I'm going to be, hope God willing, I'm going to be that age at some point. You know, how am I going to be getting around? She's getting around well, you know, with no walker and stuff. But she's still, it's
well,
natural.
We're told to live in the moment, but you also have to plan. Have you got a will? Do you have life insurance? All those important things?
I have life insurance. The will?
Haven't gotten around to that yet.
Like, you know who the kids are going to?
Yeah. How many and Kinsey are going to survive once you're gone?
With my life insurance.
You gotta think about these things.
Yeah, you're fine with my life insurance. I don't have the will, though.
Yeah.
I just feel like when I sign that, it's like, I'm dying.
No? Well, we're all dying.
We're all going that way,
makes
bro.
It official.
Yeah, you talk to those families where the parents don't ever get around to it and the mess that follows because nobody did a will.
Right.
Yeah. I'll write some down on my computer, guys.
Well,
my
mother says, loving thing to do.
My mother says sometimes she can't sleep thinking about wondering if my sister and I will be arguing over money or something.
You won't, but
you never know.
If I do go, I can say it on the radio, though. My wife gets it. Hey.
That's still not a will.
What if you both go at the same time?
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
I hadn't thought about that. You're not gonna ever get to sleep tonight.
I'm not going to sleep. All right, let's see if Kelly can help out some people.
All right.
It's time for
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Let's set the stage. I'm fit. Halfway good looking, make six figures, and freaking hilarious.
Nice.
My wife is a full-fledged hottie, and my best friend. When I met her, I knew I had hit the jackpot.
Uh-huh.
Before marriage, I thought laundry would be on like Donkey Kong. I feel like I was sold a lie. She can't keep up with me in the laundry department.
Oh my
goodness. We average 1 to 2 loads a week, but honestly, I need 3 to 4 loads. She's always telling me she's tired, but I'm not buying it. Let me add, we both work full-time, and we have 2 kids under the age of 5. Am I crazy to want it all? Roscoe.
You're not crazy to want it all, but you got to kind of understand the woman's tired. Because you're not going on and on about how you share the load with those kids. You're not going on and on about...
2 kids under 5 and you both work full-time.
She is exhausted.
Roscoe needs Roscoe needs Mo.
You know, some people are hearing 2 times a week?
Yeah.
Dude, high five. That's what they're hearing. So you need to really appreciate...
Come on, Roscoe.
And show her the love and romance and the appreciation. Women want to be appreciated.
Yeah.
They want to be acknowledged. And that also causes her to have some of those warm, romantic, fuzzy feelings towards you.
Oh.
Roscoe.
The girl's tired.
Yes. I read an article in a magazine that said sometimes that's that boosts your energy as a woman.
What, to be appreciated?
No, the laundry.
It does, but right before we're trying to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Yep.
Wide awake.
Yep.
Hey, guys, fall asleep.
Yeah.
Every time.
I like doing my laundry in the morning. I mean, you know, putting...
Yeah.
Getting started.
Oh, nice. I'm a night guy.
Love letters.
Those are good days, Al.
Love letters to Kelly.
Yeah, that's true.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been in a relationship with my girlfriend for close to 2 years now. We were both unhappily married, and our relationship did not start in the most honest of ways. She was my best friend, and it just kind of happened. Anyway, we are both divorced now and have a great relationship. Our relationship is the healthiest I have ever been in. She is supportive, motivating, and loving. We make such a great team together. She has 2 young kids with her ex-husband. He is a great dad and very present in his kids' lives, but he was just a lousy husband. Still, I can't help but to feel these immense feelings of jealousy towards him. The hardest part about having been her best friend before our feelings for each other was knowing every aspect of their relationship. I knew about their intimacy, their fights, everything. I sometimes can't help but to think about their past and wonder if she misses him or has regrets. They have kids together, so I know she will always have love for him, for giving 2 of the best things in her life. I, too, do not wish anything but the best for him, despite us not getting along. Is it normal to have these feelings of jealousy, even though she divorced her husband so that we could be together? Whenever I bring my insecurities up to her, she tells me that it's just in my head and I'm torturing myself. Please help me get past these feelings of jealousy, Annie.
Annie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well,
sometimes that happens.
Yeah. See, the relationship didn't start off great. It started off with, you know, bad.
Cheating.
Started off bad.
Yeah.
And the insecurities are going to end up killing this relationship because there's nothing less sexy than being with someone who is insecure, constantly needing reassurance. That gets exhausting. It sounds like he's providing something that you can't in that relationship. He is the father of those children, and that relationship is something that can't be replaced and should be encouraged. Despite the negative things surrounding it. So that should be something that should be applauded.
Yeah.
That he's able to still be there and do for those kids despite what's happened. So either you shed the insecurities, keep your mouth shut, and figure out how to be confident in the relationship, which is off to a really shaky start. I don't know what the statistics are about these relationships where people leave their marriages to be with each other. I don't think they have a good track record. Not that it can't survive, and not that it doesn't survive, but usually people that come out of marriages because they've cheated and they're now with each other, I don't think they have a long track record.
You would always think that they're going to do the same thing to you.
Talking about that. She's jealous of the man. Maybe she's
of
afraid. Maybe
yes.
She's afraid she's going to go back to him. Hmm. Maybe there's that little doubt, that insecurity.
Yeah.
And I know it's not sexy and cute.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I'll get past it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly, from the text. Me and my husband do laundry every day.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. And people love hearing about that having issues in their relationship.
Right. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been with this guy for 2 years now. For the past year, he's called me a liar. He's called me a cheater. He has screamed in my face numerous times.
Whoa.
Feel a rant very coming. I've never once cheated on him, nor lied. No matter how many times I tell him I haven't, he does not believe me. I was recently kicked out of his house and had to move back in with my mother due to arguing back and forth. Not to mention that a girl recently moved into the house that I was staying at. He tells me all the time that she means nothing to him and that there's nothing going on. I can't help but think that there is, because the only time that he doesn't talk to me is when, well, when he's at home and she's there too. Please help me. I don't know what to do. Samantha.
Samantha, you need to think more of yourself.
Yeah.
And he's sleeping with her and you're a fool.
All right.
You're a fool for putting up with a man that's constantly accusing you of cheating. It's because he's projecting what he's doing onto you. Because he's not a faithful person. How can you be a faithful person? And it sounds borderline, if not physically abusive, it's emotionally abusive at this point. Yeah. But you're sticking around and putting up with it because you think you deserve that? Do you think that's all you're worth? Yeah, he's sleeping with her. He's cheating on whatever relationship y'all have. I don't even know what you call this relationship. If you call him your boyfriend, that's foolish.
I've been with this guy. Okay, she's not married to him.
He might be trying to just hold off on the title, because that way he can get away with doing these things.
Samantha,
he's kicked you out.
Samantha,
he's seeing this woman now, and you're the side piece.
Samantha, go on.
You're now
with your
the
life.
Side piece, because he's with that girl in that relationship, and he's lying to both of you about it.
Move on with your life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So my husband has recently become more controlling. He started checking my phone multiple times a day. He's told me I can't hang out with my friends because he doesn't like them anymore. He has voiced many times that he doesn't like my biological family and gets mad when I want to see them. His family also says it's wrong for me to want to hang out with them. When I say I shouldn't have to choose between my husband and my family, they say, yes, you should, because it's the right thing to do. His mom and I have had issues in the past, and I'm not a people person. But if I don't have a choice, if I don't want to see his family. He says he trusts me. He just doesn't trust other people. I love my husband, but this needs to stop. We've talked about it many times, but there's never a change. It's like my feelings are irrelevant, and the only thing that matters is his happiness, Alexis.
Mm. Well, if you've talked about it and it's not going to change, what are you going to do?
Girl, it's only going to get worse.
What are you going to do? That's up to you. I can't make that choice for you. You either have to appease a controlling man and just do what he says. That sounds suffocating. Or you can continue to do what you want to do and see who you want to see, and then that's only going to aggravate him and probably make him clamp down even tighter on you. Got yourself in a bad situation. But I can't tell you. I'm not going to tell you to divorce him. I'm going to tell you to try to see if you can get counseling over it before it gets, Could this turn to a physically abusive situation? It already sounds like he's emotionally controlling you and controlling your movements. A lot of times people do that because they are doing something wrong. And if it's just like this behavior suddenly started, you know, out of nowhere, that means he's probably doing something. But if this is something that you just kind of tolerated, oh, isn't it cute? He's so jealous of me. Oh, he just wants me around. And now these behaviors that he always exhibited but you tolerated just continue to get worse and worse.
Yeah.
What do I tell you to do? You're in a controlling situation with a man that it could get worse.
And that happens so much, too. I don't understand.
I don't either.
I guess it's subtle at first, and that's how we'd have to probably have a person who deals with women who are in abusive relationships, because I don't think it starts off with, hey, I love you, punch.
No.
I don't think it's very subtle, and it's a very gradual build-up to that.
Yeah, it builds up.
And it starts with
isolating you.
Yeah, I don't want you talking to that person anymore.
Right.
I don't want you doing this. And so it sounds to me like it's only going to continue to get worse. I wouldn't stick around for that.
No. Those are giant red flags.
It's almost like you become a prisoner in your own home.
Yeah. Life's too short,
man. Manage everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you talk to somebody and find out if this is the signs of what's leading to an abusive, more abusive relationship than what it already is what it sounds like.
Yeah. there's help out there, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's some lots serious stuff.
You can definitely get some help. And if you want to write our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, KidNation.com is the place you go. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. So that means we'll have another one headed your way here Wednesday. And from the text, to make others feel better, hell, me and my wife of 13 years do laundry 3 to 4 times a year.
Oh, yeah, right?
So there's both sides right there. Everybody's right there.
Oh, man.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.